Today's reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 to 11. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young.
The message of the prophet is, here is your God. Now, in the autumn, we were thinking for a while about God and his creation. And some of us have found this year that we have seen more of God in creation than maybe we have in the past. Maybe because we've been restricted in what we can do, maybe because it's just been a fantastic year for nature. But we've seen something of God in his creation. If that's not you, don't worry about it. But for some of us, that has been true. But creation can only take us so far. Sometimes we need a voice saying to us, pointing, here is your God. If you really want to see God at work, this is the place where you should look. Now, one moment like that was the moment of Isaiah chapter 40. A quick bit of background. The nation of Israel had been in captivity for a couple of generations. They'd been conquered by Babylon. The temple had been destroyed. Their leaders had been taken into exile. But now, Babylon has been conquered by Persia. And there's a new king on the throne, King Cyrus. And he has some different policies. Now, there's some really interesting stuff in the British Museum about this. There's something that's called the Cyrus Cylinder, in which Cyrus boasts of the things that he has achieved. He has enabled the peoples who have been taken into captivity to go back home. He has encouraged them to rebuild their temples. And that was going on for the people of Israel at this time. You can read quite a lot about it in the book of Ezra. And the prophet says, this isn't just a change of empire. This is God on the move. Here is your God. So get up, respond to it, move, take action. Now, this has been, as we've often said, a hard year for most of us. And who knows what the end of the year or next year is going to be like. So maybe it's time to tune ourselves just a little bit, so that we can hear the voice that says, here is your God. I want to suggest a few hints as to where we might look or what we might discern. First of all, when God moves, it often comes from an unlikely source. Isaiah describes Cyrus later on in this book as my servant, even though he doesn't know me. If you're looking for a place where God is at work, don't be limited to the church. Don't be limited to the people that you normally agree with. Cyrus is a person of goodwill. He can do God's work even if he doesn't recognize quite what God is doing. So my advice, if you want to spot the place where God is at work, is look far and wide, because he will probably be working in the places we least expect him to. I mean, goodness me, I mean, we believe that the greatest revelation of God's glory in all history was a man being broken on a cross. So we shouldn't be surprised if in our times the move of God's come in the places that we least expect them to. And then the second thing to note is that we are to believe in forgiveness, to believe in the God of the new start, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth chance. Isaiah is saying to the people, get back, be enthusiastic, make it happen, re-establish the worship, re-establish the communities that you had before, because it counts. And today, let's believe in God's people, in his church. Let's believe that God still has great things for us to do. Maybe we have often got it wrong. Maybe we have often blown it. But God is there to be at work within us. Believe in the God of the new beginnings. And a word to those of us who feel that we personally have failed. You have not failed so far that God cannot do anything for you. God can give you that new opportunity. And I pray that your eyes and your ears will be open so that when these new opportunities come, that you can see them. And then the third thing I want to mention is that when God is on the move, it's often a mixture of power and gentleness. The rest of Isaiah says incredible things about God's power. Please do feel free to read them. They could blow your mind about how amazing God is. But it also talks about God's gentleness, about God leading his people compassionately, especially towards the end of the chapter and also in the last verse of our reading in verse 11 today. Brothers and sisters, let's believe today in a God who has great power. If he has no power, there's no point in serving him. But also, we need him to be gentle with us. We are frail. We are weak. We have got so much wrong. So may God open our eyes to the gentleness that he has for us today. May God open our eyes to the power that he has within our lives. So it's time for us now to come to God in prayer. And I'd like us to pray, I'd like you to pray, that God will open our eyes so we can see the places where, well, here is our God. The places where God is at work. The places where God is acting, maybe through the most unlikely people. Where God is giving his people, where God is giving you a new opportunity, a new start, but you need to grab it. And then pray that we will know God's power and gentleness. So let's pray together. Father, show us today, show us this week where you are on the move. Show us where we need to realize that here is our God. And Lord, clear us of the prejudices that would say that we know where these places are going to be. Father, we pray for your world, for your church, for us, that when we need the new start, that you will graciously give it to us. And Lord, give us the boldness that when they get these opportunities, that we will embrace them and go for them. And Lord, whether today we feel most that we need your power or your gentleness, Lord, we ask you to reveal both of them to us. Show your power in our lives. Show us your gentleness while we are weak. Few moments silence to help you to pray to God today. Hit the pause button if you need a bit longer.